Section 7. Special driving situations. Night driving. You will need to drive with extra care at night. You can't see as far ahead, and the glare from oncoming cars can reduce your vision even more. Florida law says you must use headlights between the hours of sunset and sunrise. Not use high beam headlights within 500 feet of an oncoming vehicle. Use low beam headlights. Not use high beam headlights within 300 feet of the vehicle ahead of you. Use low beam headlights. Not drive using only parking lights in place of headlights. Turn on your parking lights at night when you are parked on a roadway or shoulder outside of cities and towns. Follow these guidelines for driving at night. Avoid overdriving your lights, driving too fast for what you can see. High beam headlights can reveal objects up to a distance of 450 feet and are most effective for speeds faster than 25 miles per hour. When leaving a brightly lit area, drive slowly until your eyes adjust to the darkness. Don't look directly at oncoming headlights. Use lane lines as visual guides and look quickly to check the other vehicle's position every few seconds. Drive as far to the right as you can. If a vehicle with one light comes toward you, it could be a vehicle with a missing headlight. Low visibility. Smoke from wildfires and controlled burning, fog, and heavy rain will affect your ability to see. When driving in low visibility conditions, you must turn on your headlights. Parking lights are not a substitute. Drive with lights on low beam. High beams will reflect back of the fog and impair visibility even more. Do not drive using flashing hazard lights, which can only be used when your car is broken down, stopped on the side of the road. Turn on your headlights whenever you turn on your windshield wipers. Use wipers and defrosters for maximum visibility. Sometimes it is difficult to determine if poor visibility is due to fog or moisture on the windshield. Use the right edge of the road or edge lines and center lines as visual guides. Eliminate all distractions in your vehicle. Turn off the radio, cell phone, etc. Watch out for slow-moving and parked vehicles. Keep your windshield and headlights clean to reduce glare and increase visibility. Rain. When you turn on your windshield wipers, turn on your headlights. Do not turn on hazard lights. Slow down. Roads become slick during rainstorms, and especially if it has not rained in a while. Oil buildup on the highway. Wet road conditions will increase your braking, stopping distance, so be sure to increase following distance. Hydroplaning happens when your vehicle slides on top of a thin layer of water between your tires and the road. When your tires are not touching the road, you can easily lose control and skid. Tires with low air pressure or bad tread increase the risk of hydroplaning, and so does speeding. Brakes often become wet after driving in heavy rain. They may pull to one side or the other, or they may not hold at all. If this happens, slow down and gently push on the brake pedal until your brakes are working again. If you come to a roadway that is flooded, turn around and find another way to go. Do not attempt to drive through the water. It is impossible to determine the depth or current, and your vehicle could become submerged or swept away. Animals. There may be times when an animal suddenly runs in front of your vehicle. Do not swerve into oncoming traffic or of the roadway to avoid hitting the animal. This may result in a more serious crash than if your vehicle collided with the animal. To reduce your chances of colliding with an animal, use caution when driving at dawn and dusk. This is when animals are most active. Be extra alert when driving on roadways marked with animal crossing signs and near woods and water. Scan the sides of the road and watch for the reflection of your headlights in the eyes of animals. Deer, vehicle crashes occur most frequently from October to December. Slow down when approaching animals that are standing near the roadway. They may bolt out or change direction. Flash your headlights to warn other drivers when animals are spotted on or near the road. If you have time to avoid hitting an animal, reduce your speed, tap your brakes, and sound your horn. Deer tend to fixate on headlights, so flashing them may cause the animal to freeze. If there are no vehicles close behind you, brake hard without locking your wheels. If collision is inevitable, do not swerve to avoid the animal. Keep your vehicle under control and on the roadway. Report the crash to the law enforcement if it involves a large animal such as a bear, deer, or farm animal. Following law enforcement officer instructions. if you are stopped by a law enforcement officer. 1. Safely pull of the roadway immediately to the extreme right and clear of traffic. 2. At night, reduce your headlights to parking lights and turn on your interior light. 3. Stay in the driver's seat. Do not get out of the vehicle unless asked to do so. Keep your hands visible. Sit calmly and follow the officer's instructions. 4. Be prepared to show your driver license, vehicle registration, and proof of insurance when asked. If a law enforcement officer is directing traffic where there is a traffic signal, obey the officer, not the signal.